In South Africa, Desmond Tutu's father taught school. His mother was a domestic worker. As a young man, Desmond Tutu met an Anglican cleric who impressed him with his passionate protests against apartheid. Eventually, Desmond Tutu took up the cloth and the cause. In 1984, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace for his efforts to bring racial justice to South Africa. 10 years later, his country achieved full democracy. Now 71, his health problematic, Archbishop Desmond Tutu remains an outspoken advocate for peace. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with the South African Archbishop.
Desmond Tutu has witnessed immense violence against his people in the dark years of apartheid. He has seen their use of nonviolence being overrun by government brutalities. He understands the difference between war and peace in ways few of us can. In these days of Middle East violence, impending war in Iraq, and the conclusion of a war in Afghanistan, Archbishop Tutu has been considering one of the most compelling questions of our time, the idea of a just war. From his home in Cape Town, Desmond Tutu says the 20th and 21st centuries have raised new questions about the possibility of just warfare.
Some people would say that just war is an irrelevance in a situation where you have the kind of weapons that are available today.
Are you talking about weapons of mass destruction?
Those, but even conventional weapons, the destruction that they cause, say, ordinary bombing, the damage that is caused seems to be out of proportion to the objective that you have set yourselves. And many people would say that the kind of weapons that are available today ought to make all of us say war should be outlawed completely. That we run the danger of annihilating humankind completely because of the kind of weapons that we have. And unfortunately, as we all know, the largest number of casualties tend to be not people belonging to the armed forces, not the dictators that you may want to remove from office, but it's almost always the elderly, women, and children, the most vulnerable members of society. It is civilians, the sort of thing that made all of us say September the 11th was such a reprehensible act, because innocent civilians were the target.
Archbishop Tutu, what are your hopes for peace in the new year?
I am always amazed at the fact that people ultimately can be so good. And because, for instance, we have overcome the evil of apartheid, it is possible for us to overcome all sorts of evil that seem to be threatening us. I think the greatest evil just now is the gross inequalities between people who really belong in one family. The fact that there is so much poverty, disease, and ignorance out there, that it threatens the stability of those who have. And for the sake of the world, let us all become instruments of peace, seeking to spread prosperity, good health, and education.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa, recipient of the 1984 Nobel Prize for Peace for his work bringing racial justice to his country. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
The time is 29 minutes past the hour.